Blog Talk Radio.
And you are here today because anyone who ever bet against you was wrong. Because any obstacle that ever dared get in your way, no matter how invincible it may have seemed, it was defeated by your innate power to overcome. You are here today because you are powerful beyond measure. Stop denying yourself of this truth. Your greatest self has been waiting your entire life. Don't you dare make it wait any longer.
A better today welcomes you to empowered living, life, the truth, and being free with host, speaker, writer, and personal coach, Steve Maraboli. Steve and his expert guests take you on a quest for truth and highlight philosophies and strategies that help you release your greatest self. It's time to focus on your potential instead of your limitations. Here's your host, Steve Maraboli.
Hey, welcome. You're listening to Empowered Living Life, the Truth, and Being Free. I'm your host, Steve Maraboli. Of course, you are welcome to participate with this show, no matter where you're listening, no matter how you're listening. You can participate through AOL Instant Messenger. The screen name is ABT Radio Show. That's one word, ABT Radio Show. You could also participate through our website, empoweredlivingradio.com. That's empoweredlivingradio.com. Just tell us who you are, where you're from, and feel free to ask a question. Today we're going to be talking about dealing with it. Dealing with what? It doesn't matter. Deal with it. I want to talk about dimensional dealing. We have become masters at dealing in parts. We do certain parts of it. We go through the motions and the rest because we are unequipped at times to deal with something on a full level. And that causes us stress because life attacks you at a full level. It doesn't give you bits and pieces. It's the entire ocean that surrounds you on every level, and you have to either complain, cry, lay down, or you got to deal with it. Let's talk about dealing with it. Change. Let's talk about dealing with it. Why is it that you start change, but it's difficult to maintain? Why is it that you want to change, but you just don't? Why is it? Let's talk about it. Let's deal with it. And as always, let's be honest about it. Let's be clear about it. Let's be truthful about it. Let's be open about it because we're all on the same team and in this together. Before we get to it, I want to say hello to everybody out there who's making a difference. Everyone out there who's taking steps in their life to be the change they wish to see. If I've learned anything in my life, it's that you got to take action. You can talk and think and plan and plot all you want. But the slightest step, a simple step, an action, gets you closer than all that plotting and planning ever will. Ever. The action does it. The action gets you closer. So thank you to everybody out there who's remembering the power of one. One kind gesture, one person at a time, one day at a time. You want your community better, you be better. You want your household better, you be better. You want your state better, you be better. It's something that happens. We experience this success. We experience this happiness. It is something not that you have. It's nothing that you get. It's something that you experience when you live accordingly. So thank you to everyone who's living accordingly. Remember that power of one. One kind gesture, one person at a time, one day at a time. So let's talk about dealing with it. You know what I mean? We tend to deal with things in sections. In other words, we don't really give. We give a small percentage or maybe even 50% or even 75%. We don't deal with something on a whole level, no matter what impact that has in our life. You could feel like something has attacked your whole life, but you only fight back. You only deal with it in increments. You want to lose weight. You want to change your finances. You're going through a divorce. You're in trouble. Whatever it is, we tend to not deal with it on a full level. Oftentimes, the most common is that we let it we deal with it in our mind. How am I going to deal with it? I got to really think about this. I got to think about it. And you start stressing out. You're stressing out everybody. You're yelling at people you shouldn't be yelling at. You're ignoring people you shouldn't be ignoring. You're eating unhealthy. You're behaving unhealthy. You're becoming apathetic in your own life because you have made the decision to deal with something internally, something that is happening externally. You're dealing with internally. And instead of taking it in and recognizing the place it has, looking at it with clear eyes, looking at it taking note of your agreement with reality, and then externally fixing it. That's the component that we need, that we're missing. We're either usually addressing something internally or only addressing it externally. And it's when you combine these two, when you get right on the inside and then you reflect that on the outside, that's when you can deal with anything. Doesn't make it easy. It makes it possible. When you're good on the inside and you're able to reflect that on the outside, you can deal with anything. So I put up the show, the name of the show, Deal With It. And, of course, this is when I get the most feedback is leading into the shows. Leading into the shows, I get so much feedback. People saying, well, this is what I have going on. This is what I've got going on. And this is how I'm dealing with it. And I would read feedback after feedback after feedback of someone saying, well, I did this and I'm stressing over this, but I'm really thinking about it. I'm taking my agreement with reality. I'm looking at what's true. I'm not letting the terrorist thoughts. I'm not letting the terrorist thoughts take over. And it makes so much sense, and it's fantastic, and a lot of times it's anesthetizing. It makes you feel better. You feel clear, and I love that. But if you notice, it's not changing the outside at all. This world, events happen on multiple levels. An event happens in the physical world, a force, an energy. Something happens. You perceive that in your mind, in your interior. You perceive that. The label you then place on the event that happens is how your body physiologically reacts to it. So something happens on the outside, you see it, you perceive it as good or bad, as threatening or not threatening, frightening, oh my God, it's the end of the world, or oh, this is the best thing ever. Whatever it is, however you label the event, your body's going to respond physiologically. We don't usually have to deal with things that we respond to in a positive way. So for the most part, we'll be talking about things that we label in a negative way, that our bodies and our lives, therefore, react in a negative way. Something stresses you out. Something happened at work. Something happened in your relationship. Something happened that stressed you out. You label it as something bad, as something threatening, as something evil, as something impending doom, and your body reacts, your physiology reacts. That's why everybody around you is saying, hey, what's wrong? Everybody around you is wondering why you're not your normal self. Everybody around you is wondering why you're being a little snippy, why you're being a little extra grouchy, why you're being a little extra mean, and because you have perceived something on the outside as negative or threatening, and you have internalized it. And your physiology is responding. And because your physiology is responding, you are then reflecting that to the outside. So we say, I have to deal with this. I have to deal with everything that's going on in my life. And what we'll usually do is, if it's for something emotional, we will internalize it. We'll change some labels that we place on it. We'll internalize it, but we'll very rarely take outward steps, not realizing that the way this universe works is if something's pushing against you, the only way to stop that is to push back. Taking a step in dealing with something on the outside, not just dealing with it on the inside, but dealing with it on the outside provides a literal physical force against that which is pushing you, against that which is stressing you out. It literally changes the way the force of the event is affecting your life. And as you put your body in motion, you put your cells in motion, you put the every chemical that runs your cells, you put a whole slew of things in motion towards the remedy of your stress. This is why when you internalize it, it doesn't seem to get better. It patches it up and you feel better. You say, well, I feel a little better today. I feel a little better today. But then it goes away, that feeling of getting better goes away because it doesn't get better. You feel better, but it doesn't get better because you haven't done anything for it to get better. You've only done something for you to feel better, but you can only feel better for a little while because it didn't get better. Do you understand? There's two aspects that you have to deal with when you deal with something, not just the internal, not just the external. How can we, when do we sometimes deal only with the external? Sometimes we only deal with the external. Let's take weight loss. Let's take weight loss, for instance. So now you're feeling crappy, right? Summer's coming. You hit the beach a couple of times, and you're thinking, oh, man, I need to watch what I eat. I got to exercise. So you start dealing with that externally. You start doing immediately emotions. People see you running. They see you moving. They see you watching what you're eating. They see all these things, and you're dealing with it externally, and it's fantastic. You see it time and time again. I see people running in this town all the time, and you'll often see me out there as well, and it's you're dealing with something externally, and that's fantastic. But those of you who have lost weight, those of you who have done incredible physical jobs of change in your life, you've lost a lot of weight. I went to one of the lectures or seminars I did this year was for an organization that that everyone there had lost an incredible amount of weight, and these were people who did a fantastic job at losing the weight, doing that external work was fantastic. And the whole purpose of this group was to help them do the internal work because people know, those who have lost a lot of weight know, that even while everyone's telling you look fantastic, you look amazing, wow, you lost the weight, you must feel terrific, and yes, you do feel terrific, and you're thinking, wow, and everyone's applauding you, and every time you go outside and you put on your cute little outfit, you put on those tighter jeans, maybe you finally threw on a two-piece bathing suit, maybe you finally even threw on a bathing suit, and you feel fantastic, and everybody's applauding you because they can see that you lost this weight, that you externally dealt with the issue you wanted to deal with. But what nobody knows is that when you go home, when there's nobody around telling you how much weight you've lost and how fantastic you look, you know that you're fighting a battle. You know that, yes, you've lost a lot of weight, but the weight you didn't lose is what you're battling. Not the physical weight. Not the physical weight. You lost that. You dealt with the physical aspect of it, the external aspect of it. You dealt with that. What's causing you stress isn't the external aspect of dealing with it. It is what you neglected. The weight you didn't lose was the weight of the burdenous, poisonous thinking that got you there in the first place. Because you didn't deal with it internally. Folks, we have to deal with things both externally and internally. I want you to understand that complete living is what is required for the healthiest, happiest you can be. Recognizing the internal aspects of dealing with something, recognizing its effect on the external aspect of dealing with it. How does your life change? Think of the things that you stress out right now. Think about the things that you stress out about right now. How does your life change when you add dimensional dealing with it? You've either dealt with it internally or you dealt with it externally. How does your life change when you realize this and you hear me out and you say, oh, man, I think he might be right. This thing's causing me stress, and I thought I was doing something about it, and I was, but I was only doing one aspect. I'm not doing the other aspect. Folks, this is a thing that has been hidden, that has been plaguing numerous people and types of people in our society forever, but nobody talks about it. Nobody talks about the multiple aspects of dealing with something. There's a world championship boxer. Just was watching in the news, and this guy, for this year, he made more money than any other athlete in the world. This guy is electrifying. He's an incredible fighter. He hasn't lost. He has all this money. Pay-per-view numbers are off the charts. This guy made an obscene amount of money being a fighter. And what's most incredible about this story is that he grew up in poverty. He grew up in poverty in the ghetto. This guy grows up poor in the ghetto. And what he sees when he's young is poverty. Grows up, trains hard, works hard. Externally, he's in better shape than any other amateur fighters. He goes through the ranks. He becomes a professional. He wins his first fight, his second fight. He keeps winning fights. He wins his first title, his second title. This man cannot be beat. He's one of the richest men in richest athletes in the world this year. He made more money than any other athlete in the world. This man has a collection of cars that is incredible. Millions of dollars is just worth cars. The mansion he lives in is incredible. He is living the life that he dreamed of, that he worked so hard for. But just the other day, he had to check into jail. You see, along the way here, not too long ago, he was involved in a domestic dispute. So he had to go to jail for domestic abuse. He's in jail as we speak right now. Just 90 days. He probably won't do a whole 90 days, but that isn't the point of what it is I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is when he was a young kid and he saw the ghetto he was in, he looked on the outside and said, I'm going to fix this. And he spent his life so far, he's young, I think he's in his early 30s, he spent most of his life fixing that outside. And he was in his mansion and he's in his expensive cars. And now what's coming to haunt him isn't the outside part he dealt with. It's the inside part he didn't deal with. He fixed the ghetto outside of himself, but he didn't fix the ghetto thinking within. How many times have we seen this story? You fix your outside, but your inside hasn't been fixed. You haven't dealt with the ghetto mentality that you had surrounded yourself with. We see that today. Today we see people who are wealthy, who surround themselves with the same poison they surrounded themselves. They were born into poison. And then as they became successful, they kept that poison around them, and then they wonder why the life didn't work out. He was doing so fantastic. They might be talking about this celebrity or that celebrity. He was doing amazing. We don't know why he killed himself. We don't know why he killed other people. We don't know why he's back in jail. We don't know why they shot someone. We don't know why. I can tell you why. It's no mystery. He grew up in poison. He fixed his outside, but kept the poison with him. He had no choice. When you have in poison all the time, folks, you have no choice but be sick. What you're feeding your life, what you're feeding your body, what you're feeding, it is not a mystery. People are always mystified. I watch this. Maybe I'm a little too rational. But I watch the news sometimes and I see and I say, oh, we don't know why this person acted this way. I say, I'll think to myself, I just heard you talk about this person for about 12 seconds and I could already tell you why they acted this way. That's like telling somebody, well, they eat fast food every day. I don't know why they're overweight and unhealthy. To me, it sounds the same. They hang out with a bunch of animals and we wonder why you act like an animal. There's no need to wonder why. None, zero. You, folks, when you learn to deal with your life on multiple levels, it is more than just dealing. When you're doing it on one level, and I want you to hear me now, I know I'm ranting a little bit. When you do it on one level, you're dealing with something. When you add both components, that dealing turns into healing. And when you have both of those components, that's when you mend and heal the issue that has been causing you stress. That is when you leave your ghetto and you stay out of your ghetto and you don't act like a ghetto. That is when you leave the chickens. You leave those chickens. You know, you hang out with chickens, you're gonna cluck. You hang out with eagles, you're gonna fly. The day that you leave, when you heal it, when you do it from both levels, the outside and inside, you don't just leave the chickens. You embrace the eagles and you fly. We can throw this same dynamic into any situation. You can throw this dynamic into anything. You're in a bad marriage. I want to deal with the bad marriage. Our marriage fell apart. Someone was cheating. The other one was cheating. Someone was abusive. The other one was abusive. Who knows? And your marriage had fallen apart. You both stood up there. You both stood up there one day and said, oh, I do. And I promised to love and cherish. And you both did that and it was great. And you meant it. You both meant it. But something happened and your marriage went awry. And now you're on the phone with 1-800, I need a divorce. And you're calling the lawyers and both of you aren't talking and it's getting ugly and whatever it is. And you're dealing with it. I got a marriage right here. The marriage is poison. I got to deal with it. And I'm dealing with it by calling the lawyer. And we're not going to be married anymore. We're not going to live together anymore. And that's it. That's how I'm dealing it. That's how I'm fixing it. That's how I'm doing it. And then why are you still talking about it 5 years later? I thought you dealt with it. I thought you dealt with it. Why are you still talking about it? Why are you still making every new person pay for the sins of the old person? I can tell you why. Because you dealt with the outside. You weren't happily married, so you got divorced. Now everything in your life that looks like you were married doesn't look like that anymore. You don't live with somebody else anymore. You don't have the things that the married life would give you. You're back to your single life. You fixed it. But year after year passes by and you're wondering why no new relationship works. And why you keep bringing in a new person that reminds you a whole lot of the old person. It's because you dealt with it in one way and you neglected it in the other way and you've had a dealing instead of a healing. How does your life change? How does your life change? How does your life change when you deal with something on multiple levels? You recognize that I set the standard for my life. I am the point of origin for everything in my life. So I am going to deal with this on the inside first. I'm going to deal with it on the inside first. How does this affect me? What is my role in this? What's true about this? Am I just being a chaotic thinker? How does this affect others? What am I doing? How am I feeling? Am I energized? Am I poisoned? What is my agreement with reality? You do the internal diagnostic check and test to make sure you know what you're thinking and how you're going to deal with it within, and then you make sure your life reflects outside. That is when you move beyond dealing and into healing, and you start changing things around you. Instead of reacting, you are now responding. And a proper response is an internal understanding followed by an external movement. And that external movement will push on the physical universe, whatever it is, the event that you're having issues with. It will push on it, and the internal will give you the fortitude to go through it. That is multiple levels of dealing. And that's what we're talking about today. Folks, you're listening to Empowered Living Life, the Truth, and Being Free. I'm your host, Steve Maraboli. We're talking about dealing with it. You could send us some feedback at AOL Instant Messenger. The screen name is ABT Radio Show. That's one word, ABT Radio Show. You could also feedback through our website, empoweredlivingradio.com. That's empoweredlivingradio.com. We're going to take a quick break. When we get back, let's talk more about dealing with it. You're listening to Empowered Living. I'm Steve Maraboli. Don't move.
Believe this, but you used to fit right here. I'd hold you up and say to your mother, this kid's gonna be the best kid in the world. This kid's gonna be somebody better than anybody ever knew. And you grew up good and wonderful. It was great just watching. Every day was like a privilege. Then the time come for you to be your own man and take on the world, and you did. But somewhere along the line, you changed. You stopped being you. You let people stick a finger in your face and tell you you're no good. And when things got hard, you started looking for something to blame, like a big shadow. Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that. I'm always going to love you no matter what. No matter what happens. You're my son. You're my blood. You're the best thing in my life. But until you start believing in yourself, you ain't going to have a life. Don't forget to visit your mother.
Nossa, nossa, assim você me mata. Ai, se eu te pego, ai, ai, se eu te pego, ai. Delícia, delícia, assim você me mata. Ai, se eu te pego, ai, ai, se eu te pego, hein? Sábado na balada, a galera tomei coragem e comecei a falar. Como é que é, vai? Nossa, nossa, assim você me mata. Ai, se eu te pego, ai, ai, se eu te pego. Delícia, delícia, assim você me mata. Ai, se eu te pego, ai, ai, se eu te pego. Seba!
Hey, 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 welcome back. You're listening to Empowered Living Life, the Truth and Being Free. I'm your host, Steve Maraboli. Hey, make sure you check out our websites, stevemaraboli.com. You can check out empoweredlivingradio.com for every show we've ever done. Also, we're on Twitter, we're on Facebook, and YouTube and Pinterest, and we really do our best to make sure that we get information out there, empowering quotes, stories, any information. My Twitter tends to be a little bit more on my scientific nerdy side, but also filled with inspirational quotes and everything else. Make sure that you check it out. And the only thing, again, that I ask is that you share. So, again, stevemaraboli.com, empoweredlivingradio.com, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Pinterest, and there's a whole bunch of people that post our stuff everywhere. So thank you to everybody who gets this information out. Thank you to everybody who shares this stuff and understands what we're about and what we're doing here at A Better Today. So thank you so much. Today we're talking about dealing with it. How we don't really deal with things on a full scale, so we get, and that's explains why we get frustrated when things don't get healed on a full scale. And I know it sounds, is it me? It might be me. I might have an issue with this. Anytime I hear myself saying healing, I feel a little bit of a, but I don't mean it that way. Maybe the word has been, some words have been used so much by that it gives you a certain reaction. I feel that way. You know what's another word I feel that way? We're just going to sidebar for a second. You know what other word makes you feel that way? Authentic. Oh, am I crazy or was I one? I was using that word before it became cool. I think I was using that word before it became cool. But when it becomes cool, then all the gurus start using it and it just kills the word. But it's still part of my vocabulary. It's still how I describe things. It's just something that's a descriptive word for me that fits into some of the things I talk about. But when I hear myself sometimes say authentic, I just, part of me, the rebel part of me just internally gags. When I hear it, I can't help but think that, ooh, and my magic prayer cloth will be available for 3 payments of $19.99. But So coming back to dealing with it, when I heard myself say, you know, when you do both aspects, you're not just dealing with it, you're healing it. It's true on every level, and I mean it with 100% sincerity. But please know that when I hear myself say the word healing, I can't help but think of magic crystals and everything else that really just rubbed me the wrong way. I just do. But this is what we're talking about today, dealing with it on multiple levels. And you could just, it's an industry thing. It's an industry. I'm such a, maybe I'm a nonconformist. I don't know what it is, but it just gets me hearing the word healing. Maybe I'll think of a different word to use, but when you deal with something on both levels, not just the one level, but on both levels, you do, in fact, get that mending of the situation that you're seeking. It's the only way to fight back, to physically fight back. You have to remember that we live in a physical universe. We are for those of you, before you start getting wild, I will not disagree with you for a second that we are spiritual beings. I cannot and will not disagree with you. I have learned and read and experienced too much to ever deny that we are spiritual beings. There is no part of me that does not believe or know that we are spiritual beings. But right now, we are in a physical world. It is a physical world. If I punch you in the face, it hurts you. If I kick you in the shin, it hurts you. That is a physical world. You, if you don't eat, you die. We are in a physical world. As that lady who read the guru, or watched that guru's movie, and the guru, what was it? Oh, just live off the sunlight. Oh, just live off the sunlight like a plant. And it'll rain on you, and you can live off the sunlight. As the lady found out, no, you can't. She died. That is horrific. It is tragic, and it is ridiculous. So we are in a physical universe. If you don't eat, you die. If you get kicked in the shin, it hurts. That is a physical universe. So we have to address that. We cannot just think once. But at the same time, we have an internal system. There is a computer inside of you that you can't even imagine. It is a, and I literally mean you can't imagine. They are still mapping out the sequences and nerves in your brain. They still, with all the scans and all the crazy stuff they're doing, they still haven't 100% mapped it out. They're getting closer to understanding it a little bit, but they don't even map it out yet. So when I tell you that you have a computer system, a nerve system, a universe inside you that you can't understand, I am not even kidding. I'm speaking literally. We do not understand what is happening in just your head, never mind the rest of your body. We have basic understandings. We have basic understandings of what to do when you get sick. A doctor knows when you break your arm, how to set it back. They know how to, they know what the heart does, and they know how to take one out and put one back. They know some pretty cool stuff, but in all, there's a lot we don't know, and so we can't even fathom what's going on inside. So, but what we do know is that we have this whole world and perception inside, and that our brain, with all these circuits, is it our mind making our thoughts, or is it our thoughts making our mind? Who knows? Let the theologians and the scholars and the gurus and them argue about that. But we do know that it exists. Your thoughts exist, and your ability to make yourself feel better and understand things differently exists. So we have to address that internal as well. So we know physical world, if I don't eat, I die. If you kick me in the shin, it hurts. If you punch me in the face, I get a black eye. We know physical world. We know internal world. I have thoughts. I have perceptions. I'm the observer. I'm the teller of my story. I know this. So we know these two things. While we don't understand the vastness and of this physical universe, nor do we understand the vastness of our personal physiology, we do understand that there is a physical universe and that we have physiology. And that's all we need to know to deal with something. We just don't want to shortchange ourselves by only dealing with something in one dimension, on one level. If you're ready to lose that weight, then deal with the demons and the thoughts that made you gain that weight. Deal with those habits. And I'm not saying made you gain that weight as if you're a victim of something. I'm saying made you gain that weight and the habits that you created and that you built. You've got to deal with this habit. If you don't deal with that habit, you are screwed. If you don't deal with that habit, you are going to go back and you're going to fight this battle every single day. And you're going to be on the losing end of it because your brain, your body is a reflection of what your habits are doing, and your habits are probably some genetic habits. So you're fighting this whole system, this system that knows how to tweak you. It knows how to do what chemical makes you act a certain way. It knows how to tweak you. And if you don't address that, if you don't set gauges for yourself, if you don't set standards for yourself, you will get in your own way. And you will be your own cause for the destruction of your goals. That's why so many people who lose weight go back to gaining weight. Are you guys watching these shows where, I don't know what the show is. I'm not sure what the show is, but someone will tell me. What's the show where they go on there and they lose all kinds of weight? You know, they go and they train. They train with like celebrity trainers and athletes and this kind of stuff. Biggest Loser. Thank you so much. So you go on a show like Biggest Loser, folks, look up how many of those the weight. I don't want to call them losers, but look at how many of the people who lost weight on those shows. Look at how many of them gain weight back. Look at how many do it. The majority. Just like the majority of people who lose weight in day-to-day life. Never mind a TV show, just your neighbors, you. They lose weight, they gain it back. Why? Because the weight they didn't lose was the weight they had in their mind. The burden of thinking obesely. Oh, we can't talk, we can't be real about this kind of shit, right? We got to all talk about things and say all this kind of stuff. Can we be real? You lost all the weight, but you still think obesely. You still think that way. You still act that way. You're like an addict craving its fix. And it's not just the people who lose weight. It's that fighter who's in jail. You got out of the ghetto, but you still have a ghetto mentality. And it bit you in the ass. It's the person who went through the divorce. You got out of the divorce, but you're still engaging every new relationship with a divorce mentality. You're divorced, but your mind is still thinking you need a divorce. You're out of the ghetto, but your mind is still thinking you're in the ghetto. You've defeated obesity, but your mind's still living and thinking as though you're obese. Why can't we talk about this and recognize that this is the result of undimensional thinking, undimensional dealing? So how do we change this? We recognize in our minds what's true about our lives. We recognize in our minds what's true about our habits, what's true about the conditioned responses we have. We take a moment not just to take an observation of external circumstance, but internal circumstance. What decisions do I make daily that influence my appearance right now? What influence do I make daily that influence who I am right now? What decisions do I make daily that influence my financial situation? What decisions do I make daily that influence my physical situation? What decisions do I make daily that influence my relationship situation? These are the questions you need to ask. You need to stop pointing fingers at everything else. We'll get to all the things outside of you, but first, let's point the fingers at ourselves and say, what am I doing to nourish or poison my goals? What am I doing to poison myself into this situation? And when you've had that honest conversation with yourself, you can then say, now what do I do? Not what do I think, but now what do I do to move on? What do I do to move on? Not what do I think, but what do I do to move on? How do I change my life? Not just change my thoughts, but how do I change my life? When you do this, you get out of that mentality. Now, I remember reading a long time ago about in the sociology, I would be reading about behavior, and we'd be reading about how people imprison themselves in their own thoughts. And it's not the language they use, it's the language I use now, that you imprison yourself in the thoughts. But they were saying something in a roundabout way that maybe you limit yourself by your thoughts, and it's that mentality that limits you. And I remember I remember Bill Cosby. For those of you who don't know, not only is Bill Cosby a great American comedian, but Bill Cosby is also has many brilliant reflections on society and social thinking, and he was at the forefront for many years within the African American community, speaking to them at a level that many people were. It was so truthful that they were uncomfortable with it. And you know, if something's really truthful when people are uncomfortable with it. And it, he had some brilliant observations, and one that I won't forget. He had said, you know, what happens with us. He was talking to his fellow African-American men, I believe. And he was saying that we've it's been hundreds and hundreds of years since we were in slavery. Yet what plagues us is that we still have a slave mentality. And I'll never forget that, because it was the first time, and I was young. I was probably in my maybe leaning on mid-20s or so. And when I read that, and I said, wow, that is fascinating, because that's another agreement with reality. That's another agreement with reality where you can actually maintain a mentality of something that has already passed. But because you're maintaining that mentality, you're bringing that past into the present. And that's the person, you know, that goes with the person who has lost all the weight. You were obese in your past, but because you didn't deal with it internally, you're still fighting that battle today, and you bring that past into your present, because you, the weight you didn't lose was the weight of that burdenous mentality. And that's what happens when we don't deal with something completely. We are burdened by the past. The person who called 1-800, I need a divorce, that person, the reason that every person you sit across the table from on your date or in your new relationship, they remind you of the old one, is because you're in that old relationship still. You're with a new person. You're dressed different. You're a little older. Your body's changed. Your life's changed. Calendars keep flipping and flipping. And it's been a year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years. And you're in a relationship with someone new. But the truth is, you still every day bring that past forward to this relationship. And a part of you is still in that relationship. And that's why it's not working. That's why it's not working. How can this new relationship work if you keep bringing the past relationship's poison into it? How could your new non-obese figure work if you're bringing the old obese mentality with you? How can your new riches, and you're the most lucrative fighter in the history of fighters, how could that work if you're still bringing the old ghetto mentality with you? The answer is, to all of those and to everything that we deal with, the answer is you can't. It doesn't work. And that's why we've been dealing with problems for years. I'll ask you how long you've been dealing with. I've been dealing with this problem for years. Well, you have been dealing with it for years because you've been doing it incompletely. It cannot be remedied. It cannot be mended because you are dealing with it in one side. Let today be a day you start thinking about what I'm saying. You start thinking about what I'm talking about and dealing with something. Seeing the multiple aspects at which you have to deal with something and dealing with them on those aspects, it makes you stronger. It gives you stronger character because it makes you understand a little bit more the depth and breadth of your thoughts. It makes you understand the depth and breadth of your actions, what your actions do, to bring you to that point. To say, I am in this jail right now 100% because of my actions. I am obese right now 100% because of my actions. I am single right now, or I am 100% because of my actions. Whatever it is that you're talking about, know your role in it. Know your role in it. You can start changing things on a level that you create lasting change. Lasting change on that level. And you could say, wow, I can change this. I can change this. My history isn't my destiny. I've made a million mistakes, but I'm not my mistakes. I am perfectly imperfect, and I have everything I need within me to fulfill my purpose. I have everything I need within me to reflect the life I want to live outside of me. I have more than the power to just deal with it. I have the power to mend it. I have the power to completely fix it, to move on, to bring closure, and to go back to recognizing the unlimited potential I have for my life. Remember, when you're dealing with it, you deal with both sides, the internal and the external. Start with the internal and let your internal brilliance shine through your external actions. And we all know when your intent and your actions are in alignment, that is when you are happiest, that is when you are healthiest, that is when you are most energized, and that is when you are living what everyone else calls success. Hey, folks, you're listening to Empowered Living, Life, the Truth, and Being Free. I'm your host, Steve Araboli. I want you to make sure you check out, first of all, before I do any of that, I want to make sure that you all know how grateful I am to have this show, to be able to turn on a microphone, to be able to connect immediately with hundreds of thousands of people around the world, to listen to me rant for an hour, to listen to myself and a guest rant a couple of hours, and I was scrolling through, we didn't do a show for a couple of weeks, and I was scrolling through some of the archives, and I get to see how many people have listened. And if I click on a particular show, not only can I see how many people have listened, but where they've listened from. And first of all, the numbers of people who have listened is simply staggering. Staggering. There are some shows that have had over a million listeners click on the archives. I mean, that's staggering numbers from all over the world. The last time was over 100 countries around the world have clicked on a show. I mean, that's incredible to me. So I was looking through, and I want to thank all of you, for spreading the word. We have never advertised this show. That's 100% word of mouth. That's 100% family sharing. It's 100% friend sharing with friend, sister sharing with sister, brother sharing with brother, parents sharing with the kids sharing with the parents. It has been a family community effort, and I want to thank every single one of you for doing that. We'll continue to make the shows free and as frequent as possible. So far, we have over 1,000 shows. I mean, over 1,000 hours of radio available at empoweredlivingradio.com. That's empoweredlivingradio.com. You can download them on iTunes or through our website. They're 100% free. We don't even ask you for your email address. Oh, for those of you who have been sending emails asking about you had joined throughout the years, you had joined our newsletter. We no longer send out emails at all. For those of you whose emails we have, We don't send it. We don't sell it. We don't send out anything. We may send out an email in the near future saying what I'm about to tell you now. The A Better Today magazine, I wanted to be the first person to stop, first person in this industry to stop asking you for your email address. You guys get asked for your email address for everything, and then they spam your inbox like you can't imagine. I don't like my inbox getting spammed. I don't want to spam anyone else's inbox, even though all we were sending was what's going to be on the show and the A Better Today magazine. I still didn't even want to do that anymore. What would be in the A Better Today magazine, you'll find on my Twitter page. I upload an article that I would have put on the A Better Today magazine. So you actually end up with more articles, more interesting articles, more entertaining stuff through a Twitter. That's twitter.com/Steve Maraboli. You could find that on there. So if you're not getting our emails, there's nothing wrong with your inbox. There's nothing wrong with what we're doing. We're just not sending you any emails. We don't want to do that anymore. We want our relationship to be, if you want to hear our stuff, if you want to read my stuff, then you take the effort to click on a website and listen to it or click on something and read it. I don't want to force it down your throat. I don't want to be another marketing type thing. And that's the way that we're going to do things. So check out our Twitter page. We're on Facebook if you like some positive quotes as well. You can check them out on Facebook. SteveMaraboli.com is where you find all the stuff that I'm up to and what we're up to. And, of course, EmpoweredLivingRadio.com, again, is where you find every single show we've ever done. So thank you all so much, and it's always an honor. Let's keep doing it. Let's keep doing it. Folks, you're listening to Empowered Living, Life, the Truth, and Being Free. I'm your host, Steve Maraboli. Go out there and participate. Go out there and do something. And don't let anybody tell you you're anything less than spectacular. Anybody tells you that you are anything less than spectacular, they are full of shit. If ignorance is bliss, they are in paradise. Folks, go out there and make a difference. You're listening to Empowered Living. I'm Steve Maraboli. We'll see you next time.
Better Today would like to thank you for listening to Empowered Living, Life, the Truth, and Being Free.